WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. One of the marchers with a white supremacist rally on August 12th in Charlottesville who punched counter-protesters is going to jail. Governor McAuliffe leaves office with a record budget surplus for Virginia. And yet, more people are moving out of Virginia than moving in. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, December 18th. An Indiana man who pleaded guilty to charges for punching a man and a woman demonstrating against a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville over the summer faces nearly a year in jail. The Indianapolis Star reported on Friday that Dennis L. Mothersbaugh of Vernon in southern Indiana has been sentenced. He was arrested in September after a warrant was issued on charges of misdemeanor assault and battery. Video surfaced on social media showing him marching with white supremacists at the large rally on August 12th in Charlottesville and punching a man and a woman protesting against them. Governor Terry McAuliffe is set to unveil his final budget proposal to the state money committees on Monday. On Friday at Piedmont Virginia Community College, the governor announced the spending plan will contain a record surplus.
I do remind you that 4 years ago when I became governor, I inherited a lovely $2.4 billion deficit. I will be proud to announce on Monday that deficit, we will have the largest surplus in Virginia history with the budget I come out with on Monday.
The governor also announced Friday that his outgoing budget will contain an additional $6.8 million for the state's workforce development grants, bringing the program total to $19 million. Immigration policy has become one of the most hotly debated topics in Washington and in Richmond, but as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, some key details are missing.
The United States has about 11.3 million undocumented immigrants, but how many of them are living in Virginia?
At the national level, ballpark estimates is credible.
That's Chien Tsai at the University of Virginia, who says she's often asked to give a ballpark estimate for undocumented immigrants in Virginia.
The smaller the geography it gets to, even at the state level, the margin of error can be quite large, and that's why it's not often produced or cited for state-level illegal immigration statistics.
The United States Census does not ask questions about immigration status. Neither do surveys conducted by federal agencies. And she says undocumented immigrants tend to avoid filling out surveys altogether, so they're essentially missing from the count of non-citizens.
At the state or sub-state level, there's no solid, reliable data to derive a meaningful estimate about illegal immigration.
The national estimates come from subtracting legal residents who are foreign-born from the total foreign-born population. That's a calculation that gives a good ballpark for national numbers. But the folks at UVA say doing this kind of indirect estimate at the state level would be unreliable. I'm Michael Pope.
Meanwhile, more people are moving out of Virginia than are moving into the state. That's a trend that's been going on for a few years now. The Daily Progress reports that Virginia has seen higher numbers of people leaving the state than moving in since 2013. That's according to the University of Virginia's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service. The state's population isn't shrinking, though, thanks to new births. But the trend of more people leaving than moving in is a reversal of demographic patterns dating back to the Great Depression, says research specialist Hamilton Lombard. Some of that migration is explained by cuts in federal defense spending, which communities in eastern Virginia rely particularly heavily on. The Weldon Cooper Center also predicts that more people in the state will continue moving to population-dense northern Virginia in coming decades. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.